Tatsächlich.
Invoking the inner friend. Just kind of let yourself be aware of your day, aware of the present, today, yesterday, the day before. What's on your mind, how things are going for you. What your concerns are, your worries. If there's anything that is kind of taking away your shanti, disturbing your shanti, nagging at you. Then invoking the inner friend, so you let your body and mind just kind of relax and be comfortable. Any concern or worry or any form of raga dvesha, your desires that are causing you some pain, just welcome that. Pick one, whatever's on the top. Give yourself a chance to actually, as an inner friend, be with that worry or tension. And then you ask it, what is it really about? Tell me, what is really worrying you? What is really bothering you? What is really worrying you? It's a very good way to get to your unconscious, because usually the one who speaks back to you is a little one inside, or related back to a previous event often. And really it's only by welcoming it and being with it as an inner friend, wanting to help, that allows those tensions to feel seen, cared for, which then allows the knot of tension to relax. So relief. Whenever there's an inner problem, invoking that inner friend, asking what's really going on, giving the little ones time to tell you. Listening well. Saying what you you think might be helpful. But really, it's welcoming and not rejecting. Welcoming my difficulties. Welcoming the difficult people in my life. Difficult people in your life are not really difficult. What is difficult is whatever type of feelings are invoked by your relationship with a difficult person. The difficulty has nothing to do with the person, really. It has to do with the feelings that are invoked. So to try to solve that difficult relationship, I have to welcome the difficult feelings and ask, what is that really about? What are you really worried about? And let the little ones talk with you. Just relaxing, invoking that inner friend. That attitude, being yourself, being open, to be with any difficulty, any pain that might be there. Body continues to relax. Being yourself, and welcoming all difficulties really into the salve with the tremendous healing nature of your own being. Mind and body really relax when you feel loved and accepted and welcomed unconditionally. that's so possible for all of us, because that is the very nature of my being, of myself. The self doesn't have to work at being mature. It doesn't have to work at being a good person. The self is the most beloved person, the most beloved being, unconditionally, free of time. Impossible for it to invoke any fear, because its nature is ananda, is that which is most beloved to me. So I can bring all of my worries, my insecurities, or immaturities, I can all bring them to my own being. Which is like a healing salve. Be yourself. Let the mind bring all of its problems to you. Let your mind experience that absolute freedom from fear, freedom from rejection, freedom from criticism, just the welcoming nature of your own being. focus on your own presence. If you're talking with little ones, then still, just for the moment, direct your attention to your own being. Your being is their being. Yourself is their self. Just imagine the healing nature of your own being. Pervading all of the knots in the psyche. Loosening them with love, with ananda. let yourself be aware of your body, how you're seated. How gently focusing on your own presence and your own being. Your mind focused on your own being. Your body becomes like a temple, like a murti, like at the ashram in Coimbatore when I sit before Dakshinamurti. His form, his meditative form, lost in his own being, is really the form that I have right now in meditation, my mind focused on my own presence. The body filled with my being. At the temple, we pranam to that form because we recognize that in that murti, the self is pervasive without obstruction. The form is of one who is filled with the self without obstruction. My mind, and now all parts of my mind, the new ones, all the problems, whatever issues are there, all of them pranam to my being. Because my nature is that healing salve. Shiva, Rudra, is considered the doctor of samsara, the one who cures all the ills of samsara. Dakshinamurti is a form of Shiva as the first teacher, the one who cures all of the ills of samsara. My being is that cure. My being is the one who is free of all of those ills. And so all of the problems I can offer into that healing salve of my own self.